This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome to Reigns and Edge on the Free Talk Live Network. It's the Nostalgia Memory Lane episode of Reigns and Edge. I'm Henry Reigns.
I'm Mark Edge.
And promise we won't take this till the very end of the three-hour block, but we have passed over the one-hour block here of looking back on the birth of Free Talk Live and lots of stuff I didn't know about. Even though I was tangentially, experientially present for some of this when in the Sarasota phase of it all, and I hear about the New Hampshire phase. We got through the move to New Hampshire. We just heard about the beginning of the Bitcoin phase of Free Talk Live, ongoing Bitcoin phase, and certainly did not know where it would take all the participants at that point in time.
We certainly
physically and otherwise. Now you just to digress a little bit. So your wife to be followed you up, or was she already your wife?
She's my wife.
Yeah, followed you up to New Hampshire. Just to make sure you weren't as crazy as she thought you might be for doing it. And then you had your son, Jack.
2008.
And is he cognizant of this history of your early radio life and your sales life and all this kind of stuff and how he wound up in this freezing north in his youth?
I think kids are mostly concerned about themselves. They have to be, right, in order to make it. So he's cognizant of these things, but he's probably doesn't care much, you know.
But has it ever been recorded for him?
I'm sure I'm sure it's been talked about in his presence.
No. I mean, for posterity.
No, I don't think so.
So any future grandchildren could have this.
Yeah.
And they could, I mean, there's lots of samples of your voice.
Indeed.
So if these grandchildren-to-be and great-grandchildren-to-be can hear that. But to hear about the youthful Papa.
Well, yes.
Papa.
I have no idea. I'm sure that he'll get me back, though, because when he was young, I got to tell this whole story. It's relatively interesting. So part of the negotiations of having a kid was I got to name him. And Laura thought, what's the worst case scenario if he gets to name the child?
Rufus.
So I chose Thor Stormbringer Edgington. Thor's a perfectly fine first name and used in the small geographic
area. How long did it take for her to know you weren't joking?
A few iterations, a few times talking about it. I'm like, no, I'm not kidding. Thor Stormbringer Edgington.
Compromise on Captain America Edgington.
So she started to get nervous, pregnant and nervous. She calls my mom and pulls out the big gun and levels it right at me. My mom says, no, you can't do that. And basically puts her foot down. I will not have my grandson be called Thor. Nope, not going to happen. So,
and just to think, to put people in the Times perspective, now Thor would be one of the more normal things you could call a child compared to what people think now.
Indeed. So,
and easy to spell.
Right. Well, that's what I thought. It was relatively easy to spell. What's the problem? In fact, so with Laura, I decided, all right, well, you guys win. I'll take as a consolation prize, you've got to vote for Ron Paul in 2008. And so Laura voted for Ron Paul in the...
You think?
I presume. And I don't remember. I think it was in the primary. It was in the Republican primary. So she had to register as a Republican or take a ballot as a Republican. And
did you make her show you the voter registration?
We went together. She didn't have to register Republican. It's different in New Hampshire.
Okay.
I know she took a Republican ballot, and she had to vote for one of them, and Ron Paul likely would be the one she voted. So I'm pretty confident she did what she said. But I didn't have my get back.
You didn't look at the undervotes?
No.
One undervote in Keene on the presidential election?
This would have been in Westmoreland, New Hampshire. Oh. Westmoreland, as they pronounce it there.
Okay.
And then...
You were talking about your wife, Laura, and her vote for Ron Paul.
Right. But I hadn't gotten my mother, I hadn't gotten her back for this whole, you know, intervention on my son's name.
Why would you want to? Your mama loves you.
Uh-huh. So what I decided to do was, this is going to be my mother's first grandchild. And the first grandchild really gets to set the tone for the rest, right? They come up with the name, you know, so is it Nana, Meemaw, you know, whatever the name might be. So I decided, well, that means I can come up with the name. So I came up with the name Muffy. So Muffy isn't my mom's nickname. It's a title. She is Jack's Muffy. And did Jack's World, Muffy's Muffy. But... you know, that was kind of the get back for the whole, you know, stopping me from having the...
How cruel. You wanted to drive that wedge between a Muffy and her grandson.
I think that it's special and unique.
Yeah, I do too. How's Muffy taking it?
Oh, she loves it.
Yeah. So you failed.
Well, I say I succeeded.
Okay. All right, we'll go with that. We're almost up to the present day. We've got Jack out of the womb and into the world. And
I think that that's, you know, at some point or another, the next big thing is that at some point the FBI is investigating Ian for selling
Bitcoin. That was my next question. So when did you go from this blissful new fatherhood period, becoming a advocate of Bitcoin before it really had made a financial difference in the world? When did you become public enemy?
I think that Ian discovered that activism isn't a big emotional payoff. Like it doesn't get a lot done. So he thought the best way to get the kind of world, work for the kind of world he was looking for, was to sell Bitcoin to more people, to get it in the hands of more people. So it became a mission of the church that owned Free Talk Live. And
Wait. The church on Free Talk Live. The church of Free Talk Live or on Free Talk Live?
The Shire Free Church owns Free Talk Live because Free Talk Live is a moral teaching platform.
When did the church become into existence?
A year or two before the FBI began, or the year or two before it started selling Bitcoin.
Okay.
So
that was an independent idea.
Yep, it was. Okay. And it was probably in large part to take advantage of the tax savings that would come with a, you know, a church as opposed to a business. You know, so we did.
So it's organized as a nonprofit?
It's organized as a what they call a free church. So it doesn't have – we organize within the state, not with the IRS. We don't have a 501c3 organization. So then Ian starts, you know, going on localbitcoins.com, selling bitcoins to people for, you know, the profit of which is a church donation, and then it goes into the coffers and that sort of thing.
Okay. So now we're getting in the area that I don't want to inquire too closely because just gets inside baseball and also gets in stuff we probably too relevant to talk about.
I don't want to be subpoenaed on it.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but it does bring up another thought. So spiritually, you know, the show has a mission, and under the aegis of the Shire Church. But where are you spiritually?
Where am I now or at the time?
Either.
Okay. Well, at the time I was going to a Quaker meeting. And
why?
because it just fits with me. Quakers don't have a minister. They don't have a creed. No one tells me what I've got to think. I can come up with my own stuff and my own relationship with God. I don't need somebody else telling me. And
did you listen to the podcast I sent you about justice?
I don't remember which one, when you sent it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you know.
Okay. Anyway, I'm still a Quaker. As a matter of fact, I'm the head minister of Free Friends Worldwide. I decided that Quakers and me are a little...
like a dating service.
We're a little different. And
yeah.
I wanted to... resurrect the... There's always been Free Friends, but Free Friends were very big. As a matter of fact, the Betsy Ross was a Free Friend. The lady who made the U.S. flag, she was not only Quaker, but she was specifically a Free Friend as opposed to a friend. And the idea was...
Was she in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay.
And... Yeah, I think Benjamin Franklin requisitioned her to do it.
I'm sure he did.
I don't think he was, managing a dalliance with a good Quaker. But anyway, so yeah.
How do you know?
It seems unlikely.
It's persuasive.
Yeah.
All right. Sidebar. So, and what were you before a Quaker? Because you went to a religious school growing up, right?
Right. I went to the UU Church in Keene, the Unitarian Universalist Church in Keene. I just couldn't handle the minister comparing Barack Obama and Martin Luther King Jr. It seemed like a ridiculous comparison other than, look, there's two black guys. And I was done. And this is why I can't be told what to do from the pulpit. I'm just a bad churchgoer. And, prior to that, I went to the Sarasota Celebration Center. But
go all the way back to when you went to Bradenton Christian School.
Sure.
What years were those?
They would have gone and started in, 1976 through...
What grade?
Kindergarten.
Hmm.
And I went through eighth grade, and then I went to the public high school.
And what effect did those eight, nine years have on you?
Certainly, my religious beliefs are informed by a patriarchal sort of spiritual center. I believe in... I'm a monotheist as opposed to a polytheist.
You know who is trying to send you a message there. You can talk about Bitcoin. You can talk about libertarianism. But don't talk about the big guy. And I'm not talking Joe Biden here. So
the that was the emergency alert. So, see? It's getting us both.
See? That's just how powerful that is. Because I had my phone silenced.
Right. Mine was silenced, but it wasn't on airplane mode.
Okay.
As the case may be, at some point, I'm a theist. I don't know if I believe all the other stories that go into it. I think the best way to understand where I'm coming from is that although I think that all religious texts are important, that includes the Bible, I do not think that the Bible is the unerring word of God.
That's all fine and good. I was really searching for more to hear about the nightmares and you screaming from the indoctrination and stuff like that. So if we're not going to go there, it sounds like we're pretty much got up to date on this and much longer than the 20 minutes I initially allocated for all that. But I'm sure that your extended Free Talk Live family... Have you ever sat down in front of the microphone for the Free Talk Live family to go this far into depth on it?
No, I don't think so.
They had to get in bits and pieces over listening to you for 20 years?
Yeah.
Oh, what a burden that would have been.
Well, some really enjoy it. God bless them.
Oh, that's a good way to stand it. So now what's the future? Because you're all over the world and you're searching out libertarian this and that.
I spoke with the captain and Bonnie in Keene, New Hampshire. Both of them want to run two live shows per week. And then, of course, we have three recorded shows that are going on. So that's 7 days a week we're covered.
Two and three is five.
So the captain will do two.
Oh,
Bonnie will
two shows each.
And then, as you know, we do three recorded shows.
I only know about one. One that counts, but...
And those... That should cover us all 7 days a week, and, you know, we're continuing to do Free Talk Live. Honestly, Ian could be out in a few weeks. He could be out in a few years. I don't know the answer.
They should do prison radio.
I think that the prison radio is the biggest problem. Ian has called in from jail before, but if the Bureau of Prisons believes that Ian is not...
suffering?
Right. Sufficiently suffering, they will put him in the media management unit, and they will manage his media at that point.
Huh.
And he will...
I thought he was going to be training people for radio.
No.
This is media management.
Carbondale, Illinois, and this is not a place you want to go. This is where Christopher Cantwell, one of our ex-co-hosts, that we got fired off the air before everybody else hated him, we hated him. no, Ian has long ministered to Cantwell.
All right. Well, and so here we are doing this, and I understand that next week we aren't going to do this as definitely not face-to-face.
Right. I have to travel off to Europe for the long-awaited Liberty in Our Lifetime conference. If you go to,
it's finally here.
Yep, libertyinourlifetime.com, I think. You look it up. and I think it's Lifetime Liberty also will get you there. Anyway... go look it up, you know, and be at the convention. Say hi, like so many do.
What city is it in?
Prague, Czech Republic.
You know, Slovakia just elected a pro-Russia government.
No, really? That's very interesting.
Well, it's not a majority government, though, but in the plurality, you know, it's one of those European parliamentary
things,
divvy things up kind of. System. Not a good two-party system.
Right. The parliamentary system allows for smaller parties, and it seems to have some, that seems to work for them.
All right. Well, what, anything else you want to say before we move on to something else?
No, thanks for asking those questions. I have never really been interviewed about Free Talk Live in that way.
I imagine so. Anyway, well, we'd have some listener voicemail with the time we have left. Let's get a little bit in. So there was, by the way, I haven't even given out the voicemail. And 941-799-6033. You can leave a message there until we get more interesting ones. You might get heard on the air when we play these back. We do have some new ones this week. And we also have a return engagement from Skeeter on the voicemail.
Okay.
But we have someone that I can only call Anon. And that's because, for some reason, this person didn't leave their name on the voicemail. All three of him. Three of them he left. So let me go. Which one do I want to do first here?
Well, I'm certainly interested in Anon at this point. I wonder whether I can identify him.
So, some of the people that leave the voicemails are a little bit grumpy. Well, I guess we'll start this here. I'm looking at our clock, and we can always cut things short. But I believe we have this ready to play. Let's see if all these technical things are going to come together. This is in reverse order. This is the third one that Anon left, which was... minutes around the closing, just minutes after the close of the last show, I believe that this person was probably listening live rather than on a podcast site. But let's see what he had to say.
Well, not very well.
Oh, wait a minute.
Did you catch your error? How does a 20...
Now, if you call the voicemail, it's the my greeting there. It says, hey, thanks for calling Reigns and Edge. Let us know how we're doing. Leave a message, something like that. But it's let us know how we're doing. And so that's what this very first short phrase from Anon is saying.
Well, not very well. Did you catch your error? How does a 20-year broadcast professional not remember his own phone number?
All right. Well, so you might. Now, what is he worried about? Talking about here, so I actually isolated this that he is referring to, and let's hear what it is that I did that he felt motivated.
It was you.
Motivated to call for the third time. Yes, I'm the 20-year professional that he's referring to.
Because it's both of us, what I...
Well, that's debatable on my part, but we both started 20 years ago. All right, well, thank you all for listening. Remember the voicemail, let us know how we're doing. 941-799-6099. That's it. Reins and Edge on the Free Talk Live Network. Anon, yeah, you caught me. How does a 20-year professional forget his phone number? Well, I didn't forget my phone number. I did forget the voicemail number. For those of you that are wondering, or maybe not wondering, it was the second show that we've had the voicemail.
Right.
And Mark will attest that I have had this little piece of paper attached to my computer so that I wouldn't make a mistake like that. And it says 941-799-6033. And I was trying last week to say it even more often than the first week, which I failed to do this week. But so I was just like 941-799-6033. I say that a bunch of times. But Anon, you're right. I should be more professional. I shouldn't just take it for granted that as I'm going to sign off that I'm remembering it correctly. I should look at the paper that I did. And I appreciate you, Anon, for pointing this out to me and making me a better 20-year and one-week professional at this. Now,
this is David in New Mexico. So you can call him David if you want. David's the only person I've ever heard of who's been arrested for calling radio programs.
Well, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for listening. Let's go. Well, we're going to have to hold the rest of them for other side of the break. We've got a return visit from Skeeter. We'll get through it. We're not going to dwell on this like we did Mark's life story. But we do have lots of other things to talk about that we probably won't get to either, but some of the more relevant ones, since we were talking about the history of Free Talk Live in the short history of Reins and Edge, we have taken opposition. He's out to get us, richest man in the world, or one of the top two or three. Elon Musk is trying to crush Reins and Edge. We're going to tell you about that on the other side of the break. Listen to Reins and Edge on the Free Talk Live Network.
Hey, are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is applauding the latest jobs report.
You heard me say it before, I'm going to keep saying it. My dad had an expression. To Joey, a job's about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your dignity, about respect. It's about being able to look your kid in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay and mean it.
In September, the U.S. economy gained 336,000 jobs, which exceeded economists' expectations. Former President Trump's legal team is seeking a halt in his business fraud trial through a plea to a New York State appeals court. This move allows a series of rulings by the Manhattan Supreme Court judge overseeing the $250 million civil trial. These decisions paved the way for the liquidation of the Trump business empire. Dick Butkus, the iconic Chicago Bears linebacker and NFL Hall of Famer, has passed away at the age of 80. Family members reported that he peacefully passed in his sleep, as stated by the team on Thursday. Butkus, drafted by the Bears in 1965, spent his entire career with them and earned 8 Pro Bowl selections. Skip Kelly, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Reins and Edge on the Free Talk Live Network. I'm Henry Reins.
And I'm Mark Edge.
And we've completed the lengthy analysis and retrospective of Free Talk Live, Mark, and from just a tiny kindergarten student to the man that he is today, and his accompanying family and friends and entourage of Free Talk Live. Entourage isn't fair because they're all contributors, and I couldn't even begin to name all the people that are involved in the production of this. But, and I really couldn't begin to name the voicemailer that was leaving us stuff, because I just called him Anon, short for anonymous.
I can certainly name him.
Yes, I know. You have a special fondness for so many of your callers that they're carved like the bark of a tree. They're just there on your heart, on the cold bark of your heart. Their initials are there, their names are there, and they will
each
forever.
And every one of them. Yeah.
When you forget your family, the synapses deep in your brain will still be firing in that dementia riddled old age of. No, it's not going to be like that. You're going to be, all that exercise is going to pay off, all the burpees.
If there's one name that I'll be able to remember, it's David Olson.
All right. Well, as I said, Anon. Because
why not? That's what you've been calling him all week while you've been editing his stuff, right?
Right. Well, when he wants to be named in the voicemail, he will name himself.
Okay.
And now this is interesting because, you know, much like the Marvel Universe, the Reins and Edge Universe is now having crossovers on the voicemail. So Anon is going to interact with the voicemail of Skeeter from last week.
Okay.
This was the second. We were doing reverse order. We played the third. So this was the second time he called with a voicemail. And by the timestamps, I believe he was calling in real time as he listened to the show last Friday, but let's see what he had to say on this one. But it is, Skeeter, if you're listening, you've got a compatriot.
Yeah, I heard Skeeter's call, and I heard you play his recording, and I heard him live on the Free Talk Live call that he made when he referenced Captain Narcissist. And Skeeter is entirely correct, and Captain Narcissist.
Now, I would like to point out that Skeeter had, and I'm even going to pull this up here because I want to make sure I give him proper credit, Skeeter. Because if you remember, if you were listening last week, I said that Skeeter made a good point. I'm not going to play the voicemail again. It wasn't that good. But it was about the Supreme Court decision and why you can't see, or whatever the issue was about secession, which I thought they were actually going to talk about, you know, what we were talking about at first on that. Then I realized it was about one of the other shows. Who's on Saturday night?
On the Captain Kick-Ass, Peakless Mountaineer, and...
Who's Captain Narcissist?
That'd be Captain Kick-Ass, yeah.
Well, I've only known him as Captain Kick-Ass.
Well,
is that his middle name?
Yeah.
Captain Narcissist Kick-Ass?
It is a long...
Or is that his given name at the end? You know, that's a lot of radio people don't want to use the real
last name. Captain's a title, right?
Yeah. Anyway, Skeeter had the expository... that sounds like suppository. The exposition about Texas v. White and secession and why the Supreme Court had decided. And I want to point out that I, without playing everything and reading everything again, I said Skeeter made a good point.
Et al. Are entirely wrong regarding Skeeter's legal allegations.
All right. There's another 10 seconds there where he validates Skeeter some more. But I think it's interesting, not the voicemail, but I think it's interesting that we're like the Court of Appeals, or maybe I am like the judge. I am like the judge.
The listeners are coming to you for a breath of fresh air, a little bit of common sense, Henry.
I'm like the judge that put Trump Corp into receivership. They're going to come to me for some sanity about the crazy people. And I'm going to say, put them all in receivership. And put a gag order on them, too.
And well, if you accept that the Supreme Court has ruled that secession was unacceptable shortly after the Civil War.
Well, if you're going to challenge this thing now, what is said is you can't secede unless you succeed in a revolution and, you know, sever yourself from everything, and the power of the state, the previous state, doesn't come back and take you back over.
Right. Well, then you accept that if the Supreme Court makes another decision on secession at some point in the future, that decision is also completely acceptable. This is the problem, is Dred Scott the right law? Is Roe v. Wade the right law?
That.
Which one of these reversed decisions is the right ruling?
The ones I agree with.
That's right. That's what it all comes down to, is the Supreme Court isn't a judicial body, it's a political one.
Which is why I now sit the Honorable Henry Raines, Justice of the Raines and Edge Court of Appeals.
There you go.
And you are the district attorney, the prosecutor, if you will. Of
one of the parties, certainly.
Of the power of the Free Talk Live state. Non-state. The power of the Free Talk Live non-state is invested in you. Is invested. I don't know. But I just want
my government bureaucrat paycheck.
That's not my problem. What? You want to come to me now and put Free Talk Live into receivership so you can get paid?
That's right.
Well, there's a... You know, for the trustee or for the conservator, there needs to be a little bit of
something.
Yeah. And there's a lot of ketchup, too. And I'm not talking about what goes on a sandwich. So anyway.
What kind of monster puts ketchup on a sandwich?
I don't care. I just want my ketchup. My C-A-T-C-H space U-P. All right. So that was Anand's second, and, you know, whatever he felt, the you know, he is like, it's like Batman or Superman. Is he taking up for Skeeter? He's taking up for those. He's the Mother Teresa of the callers, being charitable about Skeeter. So rather than go to the more lengthy and pointed comment from Anand, you know, he's already corrected me on being such a sloppy professional and misspeaking a number. And now he's come to the benefit of Skeeter. We're going to go to Skeeter has made a return appearance, too.
Oh, boy.
Yes. And when I did this, I knew what Skeeter was talking about, but I don't think I know anymore. Well, but we'll find out.
It's your boy, the Libertarian Terminator, Young Skeet. I can't begin to describe how...
Now, did he just say the Libertarian Terminator,
yes,
Young Skeet?
Young Skeet, perhaps?
I thought it was Young Skeet.
Maybe Young.
Yeah, but it sort of doesn't mean he's, like, killing libertarians if you're the Libertarian Terminator?
I think that what he's trying to say is that he is killing the libertarian ideas.
Is that what he tries to do when he calls?
Yes.
Why does he listen to a libertarian show? Just so he can call and be the anti-libertarian guy?
Free Talk Live is an open lines current events radio program where you can call in and talk about what's on your mind. It doesn't surprise me that people who are listening to their AM or FM radio stations in their town may be libertarians and hear Free Talk Live and have things that they may wish to say.
Or maybe they've just been drinking. Well, let's see what else was on Skeet.
That happens.
So, Young Skeet is talking on this.
Disappointed I am with experience debating with deceptive libertarians from Free Rider Talk Live. This past Saturday, I was making a case that wars and the drug war helped fiscally destroy the government when Ian allowed David Hathaway to interrupt me and obfuscate this fact with false claims about the DEA's.
Oh, Skeet's outraged.
You can't look
at, he doesn't sound that young, though.
To gauge the profitability of the drug war, it is their main federal revenue arm and source of asset seizure, and only a fraction of the total cost of the
drug war. Okay, I remember now. So he was saying when the cost of the drug war, and they were applying the street value of the drugs confiscated? So, and were they, was it, that is part of the cost? Oh, you give me that. Yeah, I didn't say that. You're responsible for everything now. It's all on your shoulders. This is your cross to bear, Mr. Quaker. And so Skeet is saying, this is a little bit lengthy. And
oh,
Skeet,
really?
Time is precious on Reins and Edge. We wouldn't just go rambling for minutes at a time on who knows what.
No guarantees.
But
it's a Friday night show. We're here to entertain.
But I'm here to validate you, Skeet. Here at the Court of Appeals, we have heard enough to know that, yes, I agree with Skeet, that if you're applying the street value of confiscated drugs as part of the cost of the drug war, that's just not valid in my court. So,
well, if you were to talk about what burglary costs society, you would certainly talk about the things that were stolen, and you would have to value them in some way. So you'd probably pick the retail value.
Yes, but if you're talking the street value of drugs, that's just sort of a made up number in most cases.
People make it up and pay.
But you can follow on a burglary. Something was purchased at some time, or unless it's an appreciative asset, and then, or perhaps you could be like Donald Trump, and that's how you evaluate your personal property.
Well,
so I don't know.
I'll agree with you. The drugs are sort of like Schrodinger's cat when it comes to value. On one hand, you'll pay whatever you pay for the drugs to get them. On the other hand, if they get taken by the police, you're certainly not going to go and try to get them back. So they're worth zero at that point. They're either worth whatever you paid
Actually,
for them.
There have been incidences where people have tried to get them back. Right. It did not work out well.
Unwise people, yes.
But so Skeet, this is you call yourself young Skeet. You sound like old Skeet to me. A lot of them are sounding like grumpy old callers. But maybe it's just, you know, you have a little, you smoked a lot in your youth and your voice is a little rough now.
Maybe he thinks he's young compared to AM listeners.
Could be. But Skeet, on this point, I have ruled again in your favor. As with Texas v. White, as with cost of the drug war, Skeet is 2-0 in the course of the field.
I've said on the air to something to the extent that there's no one that I hate to disagree with, that I hate to agree with more than Skeet.
All right. And finally, let's see if I can get to the last, which is actually the first. I think that's a Bible verse. The last will be first will be last.
I'll take your word for it.
We are here on this one. We're going to go with Anon. This was the very first thing that moved him to call the voicemail line, 941-799-6033. By the way, I put the voicemail in the description. I think that was Jeremy's suggestion on the segments on the podcast that we actually had. Boy, I didn't put them in all of them because that seemed like a little over the top. That like we really might want that many people to call. We only got 3 hours here. So this one, we had just come back off a top of the hour, and prior to the top of the hour, I was making the point with you about how different people, well, first of all, in the previous segment, we had talked about you wanted less people to vote.
Fewer.
I said I wanted, yeah. Lesser people to vote. No, you wanted more or people.
Greater
people to vote, but fewer of them. And I said I wanted more people to vote. And then when we came back, I thought I would read this poignant memory from Robert Reich. He's Labor Secretary for President Clinton, I believe, and he's had some other. And, you know, he gets paid to be an expert on different cable news now, and he's got a Substack. And it was all about him being very short in school and having to be protected, and you'd have an upperclassman protect him. And I believe the name of the upperclassman, and one in particular, was Mickey, who was his defender, not really a strong guy, but, you know, he did the job for little Robert. And Mickey went on to Freedom Summer to help black people register to vote in Mississippi. And he was one of the
people that was murdered by the police.
Yeah, by the Ku Klux Klan and assisted by the police and enabled by the police. I was making the point because it was different life experiences cause you to view things differently. Like, you are of that. See, I would say Mark comes to his conclusion in an intellectually honest way. And because he's made this plus and minus, you can correct me if I'm saying something wrong, but I don't think I'm saying it. You've looked at the pros and cons, and this is what your conclusion is. And by the way, when we get to talk about Elon Musk's grudge against us, there'll be more about this. But why I could almost agree with you on some aspects of this. But I come from a period of time where it was common to murder people to keep them from registering to vote, much less voting. And so I was trying to do it without just me saying, well, I sat around the dinner table and I heard people say nasty things. You know, I wanted a real life situation.
Sure.
And I thought it was sort of a poignant story. I don't know how
it is a poignant story. There's no doubt about it. The point that I would make is not talking about what happened in 1960, but talking about what happens today is we can get, and we've had the most people vote in an election in the previous election. More people voted for Donald Trump than have ever voted for a seated president in history, which is to say, and he lost. And more people voted against him than voted for him. And there's more people voting now.
And there are more people in the country now than there's ever been.
And the evidence is, to me, in my opinion, that we are getting worse and worse options for the office of president than we've ever had. That Joe Biden and Donald Trump are terrible choices. For who should be there. So, this is not causative data, but it is correlative data. As we get more people voting, we get closer and closer to the archetype that is the Idiocracy. Right? The movie Idiocracy put out about 20 years ago was a warning, not a roadmap, but we've used it as a roadmap. And that we're getting that soon, and I don't know when, soon we will in fact have the porn star, that the guy with the largest unit will be sitting in the
That's
Oval
rather
Office.
Rather sexist of you. Why can't we have a female porn star? I think they would get more votes than the male porn star. Nobody even knows who they are.
I don't know the answer, but I know that if you continue to ask more and more people to vote, you'll get dumber and dumber responses. So maybe one of those dumb responses is, we don't need women in the Oval Office. Could be, right?
No, you'd never get Bill Clinton to sign on to that one.
Let me tell you a poignant story.
Well, wait, let me just get Anon out of the way here. So, but you understood why I was telling that story after the fact, right?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I guess that was lost on Anon here.
Okay.
Let's see. All right. He's ready to go. And this will wrap up the voicemail for the week and probably for a couple weeks because we won't have you to discuss with it next week.
Yeah, I was just listening to you now.
Yeah, I know.
And I was wondering what the purpose of bringing Robert Reich into your discussion was. I know it adds color, informs some people of things they probably didn't know about, but it didn't really relate directly to the point you were making subsequent to introducing Reich into the story. And it was asked.
By the way, I think I introduced Reich like a minute and a half into the segment after I prefaced it by saying, well, blah, 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 the previous segment. But I don't want to, since this is the most critical thinking one of all the three, and there's only 10, 15, 20 seconds left, I will give him a few extra seconds here.
And distracting, because if you start talking about Robert Reich, it sounds like we're going to talk about something about him, and in reality, he has nothing to do with the point you're trying to make.
His shortness.
You just use him as a colorful way to kind of double, triple segue to the point you did want to make. So I don't really understand that. Maybe you could explain it. Thank you.
Stop. No. The double, triple segue. I think that'll be available next month at Subway. And, all right, everybody has
a free cookie.
Someday we're going to have so many of these that you will hear the best of them and not the all of them. But until that happens, give us a call. You won't be the first. Could be the next. 941-799-6033. And Anon, I know it's right this time. So, Mark, we've blown through so much time that we'll never have back again.
Well, that's kind of what we do here on Free Talk Live. We do a program, and then we have fun while we do it.
Oh. Well, we could always help be informed. I don't know that the previous messages really informed that much, but one thing I know would be helpful to people would be to listen to this. This hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction and has implemented really cool features to ensure it is undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible and its network is protected from 51% attacks by their Chainlocks technology. There's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering a Dash transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. Big thanks to Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. Dash.org. Mark, that's what we didn't talk about in the fast retrospective we recorded just now. When did Dash become part of the Free Talk Live family?
So during what I would call the run-up that surrounded the second-gen altcoins, so, you know, when they all sort of, when everybody got excited about...
Second-generation altcoins.
Yeah.
Which would, what else would be included in that?
First-generation would be just Bitcoin. And then the second generation is all the other coins that came along.
Ether?
ETH would have been probably one of the first second gens, as was Dash, Monero.
The first generation of the second generation.
Okay. So it's the first generation of the altcoins. But look, I didn't make up these titles.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I didn't. So, yeah. And I guess that would have been somewhere around 2017. The prices started running up, and we, maybe 2016. We contacted Dash and began to promote it because we really do think it is probably the best of the cryptocurrencies to use as a currency specifically. Bitcoin is, it's just too costly to use. It costs $2 or $3 in many cases to send a Bitcoin transaction. Who's going to pay that to buy a cup of coffee?
Okay.
A cup of coffee should be, well, it should be $1.50, but it's probably going to cost you $2.50. You're not going to pay $2.50 to send the transaction for $2.50.
Well, it all costs time, and we've pretty much used up this segment. Promised a lot to cover at the beginning of this show, and I don't know if we're going to do that. We will take up the Elon Musk vendetta against Reins and Edge, but we might hit immigrants take a stand against immigration. 60% of Americans think a third political party is needed. Maybe we'll talk about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or we might even talk about gay sex between animals, which will probably get us banned off other platforms, too. You're listening to Reins and Edge on Free Talk Live Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.